Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and we are continuing our conversation with the wonderful, dynamic Kelly Rosano of KellyRosano.com. She is an astrologer and coach. She is a phenomenal woman that I feel very blessed to have as a friend, and she is going to be talking today about more of the wonderful energies that's coming in this spring and on through the rest of this year, to really empower us to become and really accept the worthiness and all the aspects of ourselves in the highest form possible, continuing on to the 2012 aspects of going to the fourth and fifth dimension that we're so really quite quickly getting to. So, Kelly, thank you so much for coming back onto the show of air.
Hello.
It's wonderful to have you back on. Now, we ended last week. We started talking about the God-like and goddess-like energy that we all are, the true nature of the true essence of ourselves, and really being very worthy and understanding the higher aspects of ourselves as well as the lower aspects, with Kryon in Pisces kind of letting us know, yeah, we're human, we've got wounds, we've got faults, and guess what, folks? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just really understanding and knowing it, acknowledging them. You don't, you know, I read somewhere that actually I was listening to Abraham and they said, don't worry about the past because it's the now moment you need to really focus on. The past is still with you, but deal from it from this perspective of how it's affecting you now. Not the way, you know, you don't, karma's going to catch up with you here and now. You don't have to worry about what happened in the past. It's what you are really dealing with now and how it's affecting you in this very moment. So we are now past the new moon in Pisces, and beautiful energy, very light and wonderful energy that I hope everybody set their wonderful intentions for the next 30 days or and know that the energy is really going to be carrying forward with that wonderful energies. And now we've got, starting tomorrow, we're full throttle and Uranus in Aries. And the energy has been building for some time. And it's like, rev your engines.
Exactly. And don't forget to put your clocks ahead on Sunday because it's daylight savings time on the 13th, if you can believe it.
Good to note. We're really rubbing up in so many ways.
Well, yeah, it's like it's hard enough to know what day it is. Now we're going to be like all messed up with the time too. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes, you're kidding.
What day is it? You know, because it's all, and we can just say it's all now, you know, and that's exactly right about the Abraham teaching. That's beautiful because it really is true. You know, as hindsight's great. You know, the 12th house, you know, we're still in the 12th house with Pisces, and the 12th house is the shoulda, coulda, woulda house, you know. But what I always tell, you know, folks when they have planets in the 12th house, transiting the 12th house, is, you know, hindsight is great. You know, you can always say, oh, I wish I did this, or I wish I did that. But, you know, I really believe we do the best we can in every situation with what we know, and that if we knew better, we would do better. And it's more about observing our past, taking a look back and observing, but all power is in the now. And you want to forgive yourself for whatever, you know, and forgive others and move forward, you know, just be forward focused, because that's what Aries is it's forward focused. And we want to respect the past. We want to honor the past, but we want to live in the present. And another thing too, I wanted to mention is, another big happening is there's two points on the moon that are very important, the North Node and the South Node. The North Node represents the direction of life we need to go in, and the South Node represents where we've come from in past lives. And the nodes have just shifted out of Capricorn and Cancer, and now they're in Sagittarius and Gemini. And that's a really big shift. And the nodes will be in Sag and Gemini for the next 2 years, as well as all the eclipses that are coming up. There's a big eclipse coming up in June. We can talk about that later. But the nodes in Sag Gemini is very significant because, you know, in Capricorn and Cancer, it was about owning our power, really, you know, doing the self-nurturance in the Cancer vibration and owning our power in the Capricorn vibration. Now in Sag, it's, okay, what do I believe? You know, am I, you know, a galactic citizen? Can I traverse the universe? Can I travel the planet? And Gemini, it's, you know, what are my social connections? You know, am I grounded? Because Gemini can definitely be an airy-fairy dispersing scattered energy, let's say.
We can get most definitely.
I love Gemini. I love Gemini, and I love Sag, of course. You know, but the Gemini, we can be too scattered in Gemini, you know, and we can be the jack of all trades and master of, not so much.
Now, that's also said about Sagittarius times, though, isn't it?
Well, you got to understand, it's the polarity, because Gemini is the polar opposite of Sag, and so they're always pulling on each other, just like the Leo Aquarius vibe, or the Capricorn Cancer, or right now we're in the Virgo Pisces axis line. So yeah, you know, is your opposite sign is Gemini, so it's you're always pulling on that.
So what? So basically, the North Node right now, everybody should be really focusing on their belief system. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's kind of cool because Sagittarius is such a fun sign, you know.
I enjoy it.
I do too. My moon is in Sag. I'm triple fire. I'm double Leo with the moon in Sag. So, you know, it's trining my sun, all my Leo, you know, so I'm it's party time for me. And so Sagittarius is a fun sign because it's expansion. It's out of body travel. It's real travel. It's long distance travel. It's philosophy. It's expansion of consciousness. It's expansion of your belief system. And who doesn't love to do that? You know, is who's not open to new thinking? Who's not open to new ways of living, new ways of believing, you know? And so it's going to expand our connection to everyone else on the planet. What could be more beautiful than that? We learn from each other.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. So with it doing all of this, I mean, we're really getting into an era and time where spirituality truly is growing through the North Node, and Aries very much is a fire sign, but it's also expansion as well. They're the pioneer sign. They like to do something new. The individual, they want to be up front and center, and trying to figure out what is the best way of doing things. And then, of course, Leo, they're just beautiful souls that dance to their own tune and really very much nurturing. I always think of the energy of lion is actually the mother, which everybody thinks it's the energy of a male, but if you do shamanic work, it actually is the mother nurturer, the huntress, the one who takes care of the family. So Leo and the fire signs really are up there, up front, trying to make everything move forward in a sense. So this is really a time of totally moving your energy in a forward direction.
Absolutely. And Leo rules the heart, and Leo rules the fifth house of children. And so a healthy Leo, not an ego, you know, maniacal, you know, narcissistic, that's the perversion of Leo, but a real Leo comes from the heart and is a kid, really, is a child on the inside, you know. And not that they're not responsible adults, because President Obama is a Leo, but that on the inside we really understand that we want to come from the inner child. We want to come from our heart. And Aries is the triple now. So we've got the North Node and Sag, which is expansion of consciousness and connecting universally to others. Aries is the trailblazer. as well. And that's the forward-focused, pioneer, you know, action-orientated, you know, let's not sit and dream about it anymore. Let's take action, Aries, you know, to Leo, which is, okay, let's include the soul, though, and let's make sure we're coming from our heart. You know, let's take a look at this and see, you know, how we can get all the kids to play together. You know, like, let's get everybody play nice together. And so it really is, we're coming into, now that Uranus is in Aries, this fire energy and focused on the individual rather than the corporation or the government working for the corporation and not the good of the people, the rights of the people. That's all about the change. You know, one cautionary note, though, is, you know, you may be noticing this. I'm starting to notice this is with Uranus in Aries, we want to be careful because, yes, it is about, you know, the rights of the individual, but we, you know, we don't want to break laws and we don't want to, you know, not follow the rules and we don't want to not respect people. And just because Aries can also be rude, rash, it can be abrasive, it can, you know, where people are losing their tempers and just flying off the handle, they can be loud, their timing can be off, and, you know, they can behave in ill-advised ways, you know. And so, you know, yes, it's wonderful to be a fire sign, and it's wonderful, you know, to start fresh and new, but, you know, we also have to respect the rights of others, and we have to respect people so that, you know, we're practicing self-awareness and emotional intelligence, and we're not, you know, running over other people because we're free now, and, you know, or we're, right. You know, we've had enough, and I've had enough of this job, and I'm out of here kind of thing. And, you know, so that's fine, but, you know, don't run everybody else over, you know, because you're having an Aries day, you know, and so, you know what I mean?
Excuse me, I'm having an Aries day today.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'm going to have a temper tantrum right here, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, I'm not part of that drama, thank you very much. I respect your right to have a temper tantrum, but don't pull me in there. You know, so we have to respect other people, you know, and so it's going to get really heated this spring, and there's going to be a lot of fire. And, you know, so we want to pay attention to that, you know, and I'm noticing it with people driving, like they don't stop at stop signs now. And they're just like turning or they're running through red lights. It's like, I'm an individual and I have a car and I've had enough. So give me freedom. And it's like, okay, dude, but don't, like, you know, take me with you, you know, because I'm still going to stop at the stop sign and I'm going to stop at the light and I'm going to obey the rules of the road, you know? And so, you know, yes, we want freedom. Yes, we want to participate with individual rights, but we can do this in a way that is a win-win situation. We don't have to, you know, break the law to get what we want or show that we're independent and that we are in charge of our lives.
Exactly. And I do think, though, with the Sag, which is very much about belief systems and really taking care of being there for service and for kind of like, although the spiritual lessons I've learned is really, you know, the golden rule, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And if you don't want them to go over your boundaries, don't go over theirs. And just show them the utmost respect in what they're saying and what they're doing. And the other thing that I am really getting and I'm noticing is people really listening a little bit more. Whereas before they're kind of like in their own zone and not really hearing what you're saying. Now they're really paying attention to what is being said and reflecting on it more than just, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that people are now switching, like, okay, there is something to this. I need to pay attention to what's being said.
Absolutely. People are waking up because the light is increasing. And the Ascended Masters the galactic citizens, whatever you want to call them, are using, they use the astrology to release the light. And timing is everything, and all astrologers know that. And so every time something shifts, like Uranus into Aries, bam, they will release an enormous amount of light onto the planet. And that wakes people up. All of a sudden, people have more conscious awareness. They're now noticing things more. We're more aware. And it's not just people, but everything is raising in consciousness. The animals are talking. The plant life is raising in consciousness. So as we raise up, as Gaia raises up, every living creature and everything is alive is coming up in consciousness. And it's quite beautiful. It really is extraordinary what is happening right now for all of us. And it's wonderful. It really needs to be embraced. You know, sometimes with humans is when there's an enormous amount of light released, they go into fear and they go into, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, it's bad. It's bad. And it's really not. It's just that we've never been here before. And we're accelerating so quickly that the ego will associate it with something negative from the past and say, okay, well, that's when, you know, something happened in the past. So maybe that's what's going to happen now. And we are so powerful. We are powerful manifestors. Whatever you focus on, you create. And so that's why we want to stay out of fear. We want to stay out of the negative. We want to focus only on what we want, not on what we don't. And we want to be focused forward, visualizing peace in the world, peace in our lives, prosperity in our lives. And that will help us to create the life we really want.
And with all that, you're picking up Gaia changing and all. And that, you know, I feel like there is going to be more earthquakes. I do think the weather patterns are changing. The earth is kind of reevaluating and readjusting itself. So it's, even though it's sad and very traumatizing for all the human life that may be lost as the earth is changing, it is just part of evolution that it is all moving forward. Now, with Uranus going into Aries, do you think that kind of shifting and changing is going to increase?
Absolutely. With Uranus into Aries, we are definitely going to experience more earthquakes, severe weather. Now, the weather and the earthquakes, that is a way that Gaia, Mother Earth, transmutes the collective negative consciousness. So on the mass consciousness level, you know, when there's so many people complaining and whining and being negative and whatever's going on out there, that energy goes out, okay? Because energy cannot be destroyed, only transformed. Einstein. And so everything is energy. And Gaia, one of the ways that Gaia clears negative energy is through weather. She clears it through snowstorms. She clears it through the rain. That's why after it rains, everything's clean and the air is clear, because the rain just washed away the collective negative consciousness of man. And so as we go into higher frequency and higher vibration, one of the ways that Gaia adjusts to the higher frequency and clears negative energy created by the collective mass consciousness, is through earth changes and through extreme weather.
Yes, definitely. And it's all part of the cycle of life, you know, and it's a beautiful shifting and evolving time right now. And as it's now pretty much close to Uranus in Aries, it's like it's a big time to move forward and do our best to be in win-win situations. It is the individual that's really coming forward, but I'm also getting that the individual is going to be working more in groups versus doing solo deals. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, because we are in the Aquarius vibration, because Uranus rules Aquarius, and that's exactly the solution is we are all in this together, and the more we can align with each other and partner with each other, the easier our lives are going to be, and the better the solution will be. And so even though Aries is the solo individual, you know, it's the sign of the single, I really do agree with that, is that it is about joining up with like-minded folks who we can come together and share knowledge, share resources, share our gifts and talents, and come together to, offer our services and products, our skills, our knowledge to the world. That is the solution. We are all in this together. We share the same space. We breathe the same air. We are all connected to each other, and we really do need to team up and work together to create our solution.
Yeah. So it definitely is interesting with all the social groups that are coming up. And yet at the same time, even Facebook is now being criticized for almost being too big. And it's like bigger, and they're having some trouble as well. So it'll be interesting to how that kind of shakes up, because it really is bringing the world closer in so many ways. So it'll be very interesting to see how that evolves forward.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? I mean, Facebook has over 500 million members. That's bigger than America. You know what I mean? It's like, it really is. And, you know, Facebook's pretty wild because it has its own rules, and it doesn't tell you what those rules are. You know what I mean? Like, people could get kicked off of Facebook because they get too greedy on there, you know, and Facebook will just bounce you out of there, and you may not even know why you can't get into your account. And there's nowhere you can go. There's no complaint center, you know. So Facebook holds a lot of power, and it is Aquarian because it's ruled by Uranus, which is, you know, rules the internet, and it's all about social relationships. That's Aquarius. That's Uranus. And so, and again, we all have to be transparent now, you know. So what's really driving this is the indigos, the youth. The youth is what's driving all of this, because let's face it, Facebook was started by kids in college, and these are the indigos. These are the young, highly advanced souls, super spiritual, super smart, super, you know, just amazing. And they're the ones driving all of the freedom movements throughout the planet now. You know, they're the young ones, and they're wired for this. They are wired for the new technology. And that's another thing, too, with Uranus moving into Aries, is the technology is, they're saying is we're going to move to a time where we won't even need the internet. We're all going to be so telepathic that we're just going to be dialed in. We're not going to need cell phones either.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I actually found some old, talk about old technology, a cassette with a meditation on it, on actually how to align the chakras or the area that really is part of the meridians to amp up telepathic communication. And it was very interesting because it's basically, if you think of glasses, that is the area, the temples to the middle of the bridge of the nose, that whole area is really the area that they're saying is, that's where you feel. Those are the areas to really open up for telepathic communication. And I will attest for me, if I'm getting something in from somebody, my bridge of my nose, I feel like somebody's holding the bridge of my nose. And I knew something was going on because it was just coming in very strongly and I'm getting information. So it's very interesting that I was feeling it in the temple and the bridge of the nose and got confirmation on that area really being important for telepathic communication.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's happening for everyone. We're all being stepped up. And that's the beauty of it, because think about it, you know, is so much of the crime that goes on in the world is because of people that just, you know, are habitual liars. And if everyone's telepathic, and that means we're all reading each other's aura, so no one's going to be able to lie anymore. You know, so no one's going to be able to say, oh, this is a really good loan for you, you know, sign on the dotted line. They're not going to be able to do that anymore. No one's going to, you know what I mean? Because we're all going to be reading each other's auras. We're all going to be reading each other, We're all going to be, you know, transparent. And so, you know, it's really a good thing what's happening, because the truth is coming out more and more all the time. And that is going to be, that's going to be the, you know, Uranus rules truth. And
definitely,
you know, so it's going to be good. It's really good what's happening.
With all this fire energy, though, I'm getting right now, is to make sure to let people know, good thing to ground yourself. With all this fire energy, just to make sure you ground yourself and center yourself as you're moving forward, so you don't get ahead of yourself. So just the common little practices that will keep you pretty much in line. A lot of people also right now, Kelly, I am finding, are detoxing. And a lot of people are being very much drawn to, raw foods, vegetables, fruit, getting more away from the dairies and the meat. And it's amazing that all of a sudden people who were like normally very much like meat eaters are suddenly saying, no, I really feel like the diet needs to change.
Yeah.
And purifying their own physical bodies as well.
Yeah, it's part of the ascension process. And as we increase in light and vibration, we can't eat those denser foods. And I don't think we were ever intended to eat animal, honestly. I mean, I know I used to eat it when I was younger, you know, my body rejected it about a year ago. And I don't eat any animal, and I don't eat any fish either, because that's as much animal too. And salmon has as much cholesterol as a T-bone steak. And so the illusion that fish is better for you, it's really not. In fact, we're cannibalizing the fish right out of the ocean. How can that be a good thing? You know? And so we really should be on a plant-based diet, and it is the healthiest, and it keeps your body strong. It keeps your body lean. And it keeps you healthy, and you're helping the environment, because, you know, all of these trees being cut down so that you can have cows out there. And did you know that cows give off more carbon monoxide than all of the cars put together? You know, this global thing? Well, it's from the cows. And if we stop eating meat and focus totally on, plant-based diet, we would be saving the planet, saving the environment, and we wouldn't be with all these health issues, diabetes and cancer and obesity. It's all linked to these animal and the, you know, like over here, the corporations, they've taken over, and you're eating genetic whatever. You know, I mean, unless you have a farm
right.
You yourself, you don't know what you're eating. It's genetic. And it's gross, and it's scary.
But that also goes for the vegetables and fruit as well. So it's not just so you really need to go organic. And I know a lot of places, I'm doing my best to grow my own vegetables. Even if it's in a pot and I just have a few things, I'm doing my best to grow my own tomatoes and the vegetables that I really love to eat consistently. Because I know where they're coming from. Plus, it's a great way of grounding myself and participating, giving a little bit of love back to the plants that are going to be loving me and feeding me. So I enjoy gardening myself. The other thing about fish is mercury.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. And that's beautiful. And, you know, what if we – I think it's great if everyone had their own garden. I mean, think about it. What if the government – gave everyone, an incentive to grow their own food. And in other words, the government would pay organic farmers to grow organic. Okay. So yeah, I mean, think about this, is what if the government gave a subsidy to everyone to grow their own food? So people living in the city, they could have gardens on the roofs. People living, we could do co-ops with land where we could, everyone could have their own garden, and we would give people, literally, I mean it, give people money to grow their own organic food, grow their own organic vegetables. And by doing that, we would help, the health care, because more people eating fruits and vegetables, A, less diabetes, less mental illness. I guarantee you there is a link between depression, bipolar, schizophrenic, dissociative, whatever you want to call these things, to the diet that people have been eating. And especially here in America, it's disgusting, this processed food that people eat at McDonald's and wherever. And if we gave people the incentive that, okay, Uncle Sam's going to give you a check if you grow your own food, you would have more people gardening, growing their own tomatoes, their own squash, their own, you know, you have it. And then you've got people out in the fresh air, working with the land, working with the soil, bringing people back to community, bringing people back to the roots of the land. And this would empower people to take the power back from the McDonald's and the fast food and the pizza and all the crap that they're eating that's literally killing them and making them so obese. It's like, you know, it's just crazy. You know, it's just crazy. And so, you know, I think it'd be wonderful if we subsidized the organic farmers, these fabulous organic farmers. I have Whole Foods across the street, the largest Whole Foods in the country. Is right across the street from me. So I'm in Whole Foods every day. And Whole Foods is an organic food store. And we pay these farmers to grow corn and sugar, okay? Hello, corn and sugar is what's killing everybody, okay? What about all these beautiful farmers that are growing organic fruits, organic vegetables? We should be subsidizing these folks because they're actually contributing to the health and well-being and vitality of our society. And eating those foods, if our children were eating more fruits and vegetables, they wouldn't be getting diabetic. And I honestly think there's a connection to the mental strength of the mind and the diet of the individual.
I agree, especially these days. I actually was talking to a few teachers, and they literally, and this is all the way up to college, mm-hmm. They do not feel like kids read anymore. You know, it's just like, let's just watch a video on the book instead of actually reading the book. And it does make a huge difference in expanding the mind and the thinking abilities and the processing and, you know, just even problem solving and imagination instead of just feeding them directly. Let them think. I mean, the brilliant indigos coming in have such a rich imagination that I almost feel like some of the corporation and bigger companies are trying to kind of distract them from really using the real strengths of their imagination and the power that they're really coming into. I do think a lot of them are breaking free, but it is amazing. The teachers are really just like throwing their hands up because the kids just don't want to do the work. It's like totally boring to them. And I find that really quite interesting. About that. But on to happier thoughts. The other thing I wanted to bring up about the gardening and stuff, at least in Tucson, we do have keep Tucson beautiful, and they actually will, they have natural plants, native plants that they will give you it to help plant trees and landscaping. And they do have shrubs and stuff to bring back some of the natural vegetation in this area. So it in for the most part, it's free. So you might check in your area to see if there's any plants that are available to that you can use in your landscaping. And understand, at least here, we do use the cactus in jellies and in other ways, candies, because you can eat the fruit of the cactus. So there is a lot of uses, even in the desert, for natural things that are very organic and actually kind of fun to eat. So there's a lot of options out there to do it, and hopefully the government will get their hands out of the farming and stop trying to stop us from having our organics and our farmers markets and those beautiful smaller markets that farmers that really do the organic and really – hopefully they will start supporting them and not try to interfere with that. So there's a lot of wonderful things coming up. The Uranus energy is really bringing us to a whole nother level. as the rest of the planets are as well. You mentioned last time about the North Node going into Sagittarius and bringing more of the spiritual edge to things, so that the forward movement in the spiritual age is definitely coming around with the overall feeling of the Aquarian age. So with everything mixing up and coming forward now, and Aries basically really doesn't like to have anyone in authority over them, but we do need to have a little rationality in the way we deal with the authority figure and really find the authority and the power within us to bring us into empowerment and through that meet like minds to bring forward the most positive and loving kind of energy that is now really coming available for us. So with all the energy coming up now, is there anything that really is coming up that might be a little bit of a pitfall to really hold us back from really moving forward? Is there anything that, like a blip in the charts or something that might trip us up?
Well, you know, is we're coming up on the full moon on the 18th here of March, and it's in, again, the last critical degrees, the 29 degrees, and then the sun goes right into Aries the next day and runs right into Uranus and then into Jupiter, which I think is quite uplifting and remarkable. We, you know, it's interesting that you have spring, so you have the full moon, then you have spring equinox on the 20th, and then the next day the sun goes right into right next to Uranus, which is, you know, change. Everybody, we got to change. We got to change what we need to change. And you know, I think the thing that, again, is that could trip us up is if we, you know, get too confrontational, too volatile, temper flaring, you know, anger, being out of control. And so we want to empower ourselves, but we also want to empower others. You know, it really is about empowerment now, and we want to empower others. And so we don't want to do the, well, I'm right, so therefore everybody out of my way. You know, that's Aries. First sentence that Aries says as they enter the earth plane is everybody out of my way. Because we really, you know, in this together, and if they're in your way, that means they're on your path. And if they're on your path, that means they're here to teach you something. They're here to show you something. And so we don't want to just push everybody out of the way and run roughshod over everyone because we have an agenda. And, you know, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater either, you know. So, you know, government can be a really good thing if it's working right. So, you know, it's not about anarchy. It's not about, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. It's really about looking at, okay, how can we change this? How can we make this work better for us? What system needs to change? You know, what? How can we make the changes so that it's serving the greater good? It's serving the highest good of all concerned and not just the few at the top. And that's what we've been experiencing, you know, since 1975, is they've been rigging everything to serve them at the expense of the masses. And that's no longer going to work.
So do you see major changes within the U.S. as we are seeing now in the Mid-East happening more so? Do you see any kind of...
It's already happening. In Wisconsin, look at the marching in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, this is just the beginning. Absolutely. You're going to see more and more people out in the street protesting, and they need to, because people need to be heard. You know, we've been sitting on the couch here in America way too long going, oh, well, that's happening over there, you know. And now it's like wake up time. It's like, no, it's not just happening over there. It's happening over here. And we have to take the power back. We have to make sure that our government works for us that our institutions are working for us, that our economy is, the money's flowing again, and people can get loans, and people can do what they need to do, businesses can get money to grow and flourish. And so you're going to see more and more intense, you know, waves of energy coming through here, getting people out, protesting, marching in the streets. And we can do this peacefully. I mean, these, you know, we do that here peacefully, you know. And so the power of the individual and the rights of the individual are going to be on the foremost forefront of our minds, and what is going to be driving everything, you know, for decades. This is just the beginning.
I totally agree with you. I do see a lot of shifting energies, but as long as, if, at least for me, because that the Pisces, Pluto is in Capricorn, which is really total restructuring. As long as that is around, we're going to be doing some kind of restructuring somewhere in the world and within ourselves, one way or another. So it's all good because it's all for our highest good to evolve and move forward in what we are here to do. So, with the full moon that's coming up and with all the wonderful energies, is there really a focus more so? Is it just more Aries energy coming in during that time frame?
Well, the full moon is in Pisces. I mean, the full moon will be in Virgo. And the sun will be, you know, at, like I said, the end degree, 29 degrees Pisces, 29 degree Virgo full moon. So this is the balance and the last opportunity we have for a year to work behind the scenes, work on our self-nurturance, work on our self-compassion, work on our health, because Virgo rules the sixth house of health, health habits, diet habits, work habits, your lifestyle. And so this is the last bit of it before, you know, we make the jump to light speed when the sun goes into Aries, and then Mars is in Aries, and Venus is in Aries, and Jupiter is in Aries, and Mercury's in Aries. And when you have, you know, five planets in Aries, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in Aries, we're going to be, you know, it's going to be adrenaline time. And we're going to be like, oh, I wish I had those moments back where I could just, you know, sleep in later, or, you know, take my time at something. It's really going to be feeling like you're being pulled in multiple directions at once, and you've got so much on your plate and you're so super busy. And so, you know, right now we want to really, take advantage of these last couple of weeks in the behind the scenes energy of Pisces before we make that jump to light speed in Aries. And there won't be any time, because everything will be happening so fast and quickly and accelerated that, you know, we're just trying to keep up.
No kidding. Now, something else that we really haven't noticed, mentioned too much, is relationships. Now, you came on in February and we talked about the twin flame and the soulmate situation. And now with all the Aries and the spring fever, shall we say, is it a good time that we will be more likely to meet someone for most people? Or is it just status quo? You might not. It's just the way it is.
Love is in the air. I think springtime, you know, it's pretty sexy, you know. I mean, let's face it, the birds and the bees are doing it, everybody's doing it. So I think it's a wonderful time for chance meetings. I think we're gonna see a lot of people meet up and get together, and people that are already in relationships, I think that could heat it up for them too, you know, because, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's, you know, it's about reinvesting in that relationship. You know, you have to, you know, as much as you put into something is what you get out of it. And so, you know, for folks that are already in, you know, springtime is a wonderful time to renew your vows, to renew the romance, to renew the connection, to renew the commitment. for those that are seeking a new partner, I think it could happen this spring for everybody, you know, not just one sign. But again, law of attraction is always working. That which is within us is what we draw to us. So if you, you know, that's the schism in the psychology, where if you say you want a relationship, but you have all these boundaries up, you know, you're not connecting. So it's like the person that tells me they want to get thin and they want to get lean, but they keep emotionally eating. There's a disconnect there. We call that a schism in psychology. So, you know, so if you really are on for wanting to meet your soulmate or your twin flame or whomever, then get yourself ready, you know, make yourself available, you know, get your body ready, work out, you know, eat well, take good care of yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more you will love this person. The more you love self, the more love you have to give to others. And so I think, you know, I think it's going to be pretty hot this spring, quite honestly, is what I'm getting. What are you getting?
Oh, definitely. I'm getting that, especially April, May, June, very hot for many people. And I do think a lot of it is going to be kind of a chance meeting. And I say that only because of the Uranus connection being surprises. Very much out of the blue. And I do think it's going to be a very interesting time for many people who really thought they weren't, you know, they keep saying, no, no, I want to be alone, I want to be alone. I think they might get their head turned and realize. The other thing that I am noticing and getting a lot is people that were in your past that didn't feel right or weren't right at the time coming back around and seeing if there's something still there. So I still see that kind of rejuvenation of past friendship and relationships possibly happening as well. Just because people are growing up and changing and I think a lot of chance meetings that are going to say, wait a minute. So, I'm just getting Uranus has a lot of tricks up there.
Some enchanting, he will meet a stranger. Well, yeah. I mean, I think you know, and even those chances, it's all synchronicity and it's all divinely directed. And so, Uranus is expect the unexpected. And so, you know, it can happen. You know, in the grocery store, it can happen in a coffee shop. It can happen at an event. It can happen at any moment, at any time, and it can be divinely directed. And so, and people from your past coming back, you know, because they're all from our past anyway, right? We all have past lives, so
yes,
past lives, you know. So it's all, you know, everything's being recycled and re-energized and renewed and re-delivered. So, I think it's a wonderful way that the universe likes to surprise us. You know, the universe likes to surprise us.
Well, it's very interesting because when I'm doing readings, generally these days, they're really leaving a little bit more. People want really, they like to know everything. And my guidance is saying, nope, they can be surprised. People are saying, okay, what's he going to give me for a gift or something? It's like, you know, there is such thing as a surprise, and I think it's good to get surprises. And even with relationships, they want to know, is this the one? It's like, why don't you let it unfold and let it flow naturally instead of putting all your expectations on one thing? Just let it flow and let it grow instead of putting that pressure on the relationship with expectations. That's one thing that I'm definitely learning is letting go of expectations and going with the flow and see where it goes and not really holding on to anything to really be flexible. Now, we do have a request, Kelly, and we do have about, oh, 5 or so minutes. Do you have a song you like to sing?
I sing all the time, so life is a song, isn't it?
It's yes, it is. A song and dance, for sure.
How about this one? It's my karma, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry, too, if it happened to you.
take request.
Yeah, we'll take requests. No, it's as well. Well, we're talking about relationships, so I love the. Did you like that one? Good. BBS is liking it. Let go of expectations. Expectations are something to hang your disappointments on.
Definitely.
And we want to flow, you know, and we want to be in the present because, you know, the universe will bring to you your heart's wishes and desires better than you can orchestrate it with the ego and the human will and the, you know, so if we just stay positive and be who we are and we go with what we believe, what's in our heart, the universe will bring to us our heart's wishes and desires. It will bring to us that right person, that perfect person, that perfect relationship. And so, you know, it really is about being open and taking really good care of yourself, taking loving care of yourself and keeping your heart open.
Definitely. And get out of the way. There's different ways of manifesting things. And one thing that I have noticed that manifestation is coming around quite quickly in beautiful ways. And telepathic communication does really work beautifully. But, you know, it's like let the universe know what you want. And then when you get those hits to do some action, do it. Follow your guidance. Follow your intuition. That is one of the most critical thing I think you can learn. It's just trust your intuition. Even if once in a while they might head you in the wrong direction, overall it's for a lesson and something that you'll learn from. But you got to trust yourself and you got to trust the universe to really know what's really best for you. They really have the best idea for you of what's really going to make you happy and thrive and prosperous. And we're all supposed to be here to be happy and joyous. We have those contrasts, as Abraham says, so we can appreciate the good times. And don't be so hard on yourself if you hit the contrast quite a bit. Like the last 10 years have been a lot of finding the contrast and the good times at the time and finding that balance and counting the blessings in the contrast. When it's down and ugly, you know, finding the blessing in it because you learn something if you're really aware of yourself and what's going on. It really is a beautiful time to be very aware of there is no such thing as really a mistake. It's a lesson. And if you learn from it, you don't have to go through it again. If you do have something similar, it may be just a different perspective to learn from that. And it's not bad. It's not horrible. The universe isn't out to get you or anything. It's just a time of being really present and aware and understand that it may be karma from, you know, years ago, but karma is really cleaning up and it's very much being in the now moment. And I do feel like you have another song coming on, Kelly. So is there another song you'd like to sing?
Do you have a request?
I'm going to leave it to you because you know what you sing best. I know you have a lovely voice, as we all have heard. So what would you like to sing?
I'm open to suggestions at this point. I'm a 2-hour show here is
So I mean basically right now is just to sum up why we're getting suggestions from BBS Radio. Basically we're up for a wild ride.
Okay.
Right?
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come hear the cabaret. How was that?
That's beautiful. What would be a theme song, would you say, for the next 6 months 3 months, what would be a good song to kind of summarize the energy that's coming in? I almost want to say Born to be Wild, but...
Yeah, I need to meditate on that, you know, because usually songs come to me, you know, while I'm working. Like I use the Hollywood song in my last newsletter.
Yes, great song, by the way.
Yeah,
very fitting.
You know, so how about that one? Since we're in Pisces, put it in your head. Hollywood is dead, baby. You know, you got to find it in yourself. Love what is true, and the world will come to you. You will find it in yourself. Love what is true. And the world will come to you. You will find it in yourself. And I guess that's what we could leave it with, is that it's not about it, that it's out there. You know, that's gonna, it would, you know, your answers are out there, or your solutions are out there, you know, or your happiness is out there. It really is about finding it inside of yourself. And when you do love what is true, the world will come to you, because the law of attraction is always working. And when you're pure positive energy and you're joyous, people will be attracted to you.
Most definitely. And with that, Kelly Rosano, you can send in your request for singing. I'm sure she might send you an audio of the song for a minimum price of a reading or something. Get a reading and get a bonus song at the end. Maybe that's something you should add onto your newsletter, Kelly. It's you singing a song.
Well, thank you for allowing my child to entertain you.
Oh, well, I know singing is a passion of yours, and you do have a lovely voice, and it definitely is something in your future in a big way. And I feel very honored and inspired by your singing. So with that, if you want to check out Kelly and all her wonderful information and possibly more of her singing, she might put a few tracks on her website, you never know. Or pretty soon you might have a YouTube channel just for your singing. That would be beautiful. There's an idea for you, Kelly. Check out KellyRosano.com. She is also on Facebook. Go check her out there. She is awesome. She's always entertaining. And with that, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, many blessings. Good night. Enjoy the beautiful energy coming in. Thank you for listening. Good night.